here is a blessing. And I'm thankful for just all that you all have done for us and the kindness that you've shown us coming down here. And I appreciate the offering. And I hope that we can be a blessing. When I go, I don't preach that much. You know, I'm just there in the church there at Fairland, and the Lord uses me there, and I'm content. But every now and then we're asked to preach, and so we try to do so, but we want to minister to people's needs. And I told the Lord, if I couldn't minister to needs, I would rather not go. I would rather not preach. But I want to be able to touch somebody and help somebody along the way. I'm thankful for this sister's testimony about trying to win her family to the Lord. That is such a blessing. Everybody here's heard my testimony. And the Lord helped me to win my family to the Lord. And I'm so thankful for that. My dad's now in heaven. And I'm so thankful that I prayed until. I'm going to preach tonight. It's only a test. It's only a test. The Lord will help us. 2 Kings 6. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. One said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you and we appreciate you, Father, for this opportunity to come. Thank you so much for Brother Samuel, Sister Bethany, and the family. Thank you for the healthy baby. I'm thankful, Lord, that they ask us to preach. I appreciate them for their confidence. But now, Lord, we come to this part of the service and we need you, Lord. We need you to touch our hearts. We need you to lay your hands heavy upon us. We love you for it, and we thank you for it. Speak to every heart, Lord, and we'll give you all of the praise and all of the honor and all the glory and the thanks. And the church said, amen, amen. It's only a test. As I was praying for this service and praying for you all today, and as I began to look at your faces, the Lord laid a special burden for certain ones upon my heart. And I thought, you know, if they could just come before you and just pour their hearts out to you, pour themselves, their spirit and their soul out to you. You know something? So many times, that's where we fall short. Will somebody raise their hand and say, that's me? I got both of my hands up, okay? I do feel the Lord, though. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I'm thankful for that. But so often, I find where I fall short, I just simply don't just pour my heart out to God and realize that He cares. And He knows right where I'm at. Well, I've come to tell you tonight that He knows right where you're at. I've come to let you to know right now that He sees you in every situation of your life. And He's here to help you. This is only a test. In this scene, we find where the school of the prophets had grown so much that they needed more room. You ever just feel closed in? I have. So when Elisha made his circuit back to the school, the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, they needed to have some more room. Elisha granted them their request and blessed them. Say, go build some more dwelling places. So we find this is where they went. Then one said, but wait, Lord, Elisha, we want you to go with us in every aspect of your life. Take the Lord with you. Can I come down here and look at you real close? Every part of your life, center it around Christ. I started praying when I was just a young convert. And Lord, I said, Lord, everywhere I go, every direction, I want it to be ordered of you. I want to go out from where you want me to go and what you want me to do. I just tried to center my life around Christ. I'm going to tell you something, you won't go wrong. If you'll just center your life around Christ, you will find that God will pull you through situations and things that you say, no, I can't get through this one. But we find that here the prophets, they wanted Elisha to go with them. You know why? I feel like, the Bible don't say this, but they wanted God's blessings with them. They wanted God in Elisha to be with them. They wanted that blessing from the Lord. And it was so that we find that he went with them to Jordan. And they began to fell down trees. And while one of them was felling down a tree to make a beam, to make the building of the Lord, they was working for the Lord. You're working for the Lord here, aren't we? All of us. We're working for the Lord. He was caught up in the work of God, and while he was felling the beam, the axe head come off. It fell in the Jordan River. Now, simple question maybe, but Jordan River, was it just clear where you could see plumb to the bottom? No. Jordan River was a muddy river. And so you couldn't just go into the river and find the axe head. You couldn't just swim around because it was a muddy river. And so the young man went and ran to Elisha and told Elisha that he had lost the axe head and it was borrowed. Now, y'all, listen. I will never, ever somebody else's trial. You hear me? Your trials that you're going through may be a little bit easier for me, but they're a trial for you. I got to thinking about it. You know, Daniel, we just think, wow, thrown into the lion's den, and why, he slept on the lions. We think, my what? That was a trial. He knew he was going to lose his life, but he still trusted in his God. That was a trial to him. So let's always remember, this is a trial to the person that's going through it. And I will never belittle that. This young man, he fell an axe head. And would you believe, axe heads wasn't just simple to come up with in these days. You know, you could just go down and buy one. Now, we look at this and we say, I hope I don't ever do that. But we look at it today, if I lost an axe head, I'll put it that way. If I lost one, I would just go down and purchase me another one. That's not the way this was with them. This was a trial. And he was in the middle of it. And he was worried because it was borrowed and he had to replace this now. He's working for the Lord. And now then, in the middle of working for the Lord, he's run into a trial. But it was only a test. I'm going to tell you something. Just hold on a little while. You'll hold your miracle. You'll hold your miracle. You know, Elisha said, well, where did it fall? So he cut down a stick. The man, young man showed him. He threw a stick in there. And the Bible says the axe head swim. We always major on that axe head, that iron swimming. And we forget that this young man was in the trial. Oh, what a miracle. Who had ever thought it? Yes, the iron did swim. The Bible said that it swam. So it was swimming. And so now then we see that Elisha, he says, son, reach your hand forth and hold your miracle. Woo! Woo! Boy, I feel good. You just let the Lord minister to you. And you just realize this is just a test. And you're going to get to hold your miracle too. There's been times that the Lord, whenever I wasn't saved, that the Lord was drawing me. And he done a special miracle on the interstate. He healed my car. I've been saved for about 25 years. And it had a lot to do with God loved me so much he would heal a car. He showed me, brother, he showed me him. And that he loved me. And I've been saved 25 years because of what God has done in my life. Woo! Without a test. Our brother was talking about it a while ago. Thought about you, brother. I had these notes in my written in my notes. Without a test, no testimony. You got a testimony now. And you know what will touch more people than anything? Your testimony. Every now and then Now, I don't want some of the men that work with me to know or go tell this, but every now and then I just like to get them sinners that's in my truck and just tell them a little bit about what God's done for me, Brother Robert, Brother Bob. I don't know which one you want me to call you, brother. It don't matter. I got to think about that a while ago. I didn't want to offend you. But I'm going to tell you something. I began to tell this young man about the Lord and what God had done for me. He went back and told the whole crew. He says, that man believes in God. I don't want them to just believe. I believe in him. I want them to know I love him. I love the Lord. And I want them to love him. Glory. Without a test, no testimony. Oh, I'm thankful. No. Without Patmos, no revelations. Now, I understand that. Oh, I won't qualify it. I just get to feeling like sometimes that the Lord just wanted him to move up a little closer and to go through a few things because he wanted to show him the future of the church. And the future of the world. God wanted to show John the Beloved some things and let him know how much he loved him. Yes, the Beloved, he suffered a lot. But I'm going to tell you something. He'll tell you today, it was worth it all. You ever been in the heat of the battle, in the hardest trial? And when you came through that, such victory overwhelmed you to where you just lost sight of the trial. The Bible tells us this. The glories of heaven, something the effect, are not even worthy to be compared to the sufferings of this present world. I didn't say that right, but you know what I'm talking about. The sufferings of this present world are not even worthy to be compared to the glory that awaits us. I'm going to tell you something. I've been there to where I couldn't even, well, I said, Lord, I thank you for the trial that you brought me through. I have no regrets that you done that because of the great victory that I was receiving. You and I, we don't enjoy suffering. Does anybody enjoy suffering? No. But in the end, it always brings the blessing. Brother Shad McDonald says it like this. Faith that cannot be tested. Listen. It took me a while on this one. Faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Let that sink in. I didn't say that. I don't know where Brother Shad got it, but he said he read it from somewhere. Some great man said those words. But faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. Do you want to be trustworthy? I pray, sister, I pray, Lord, just I want to be trustworthy. Make me trustworthy. God will not put more on you than you compare. You say, well, Brother Randy, this is very elementary. Sometimes we need to be reminded. Huh? Brother R.C., I'm thankful when I'm going through the trial, somebody comes by and preaches me a good one. God won't put more upon you than you can bear. My wife was with our second child, Duranda. And the doctors told us that it looks like this one's going to be a mongoloid child. Now, y'all, I'm not, just know what I'm talking about. Deformed and different things, lots of physical problems. I'm not against it. But for me, that's more than I could bear.